It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Huh? Huh? I'm standing here. You make a move. You make a move. It's your move. Huh? I'm trying, you. You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you f***ers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let... Listen, you f***ers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the c***s, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up. Here is...
You're dead.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Stewart, Dan McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Here's the strange thing about the music we play every day.
What's that?
But I've never had this discussion with Rob Spiewak. Do you know what happens when the announcer says, here's Mike, every day?
Yeah.
That's when the singers sing.
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
No, it's not.
No?
No, it really doesn't work.
It does, though. Sounds tight as can be.
I know it sounds tight to you, but you're queuing up your record with here's Mike.
Right.
Like, for example... And I don't elevate myself. I don't. No, I love this in the background.
Okay, sure.
But if you were introducing, say, somebody doing a talk show.
Right.
And this is just I'm thinking out loud here.
Okay.
And I don't certainly want to bust balls like right out of the chute.
You never have.
But every day when I come in, the announcer says, here's Mike.
Right.
And I open my mouth and I realize I have to wait because we have... A singer singing, you
to
see?
Establish, yeah.
So that confuses me.
You needn't wait.
You don't have to.
I know, but if I come in, like, for example, well, can you rewind that a little bit?
Would you like me to?
Yeah, rewind it, and I'll you know, if I say, hi, I'll be saying hi at the same time the guy's going, I want to...
Well, while he's rewinding, let me remind you that sometimes there's a minute between the time the announcer says David Letterman and the time he actually speaks. So in a way, you let the music establish for a second.
Yes, but Buzz, this is radio, you see.
And
a minute is fine in TV because Dave is walking around the stage and he's giving hand gestures and he's like mugging for the camera and he's pointing at the band. Well, I can't do that on radio.
You do it for me every day.
I do it for you, but before, just calm down, boys, because I will win this argument.
Of course.
But let me, this is one I'm not going to yield on. Start it again. No, not the whole thing. Just where the music comes in.
Just where he talks it up, the vocal.
Right after that. You know. All right, a little further.
So this is pre-produced?
Every day.
So just back it up, and I'll show you what I mean.
Right.
So just, you know, I'm thinking out loud here, and I don't want to be tedious.
Spitballing.
You ready? Yeah.
Here we go.
Featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Stewart, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Arden,
a little louder,
and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. This is old DJ. Hold on, before you speak.
I'm not going to say a word.
Mount a defense. This is old DJ stuff.
Okay.
This is old DJ stuff that actually short circuits my brain because old DJ is what that represents. If I was to come in when the announcer says, here's Mike.
Right.
Would be stepping on the vocal every single day.
Right. True.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in essence, you're sort of doing away from that because
but
you're going to talk over the vocal no matter what.
Well, I'm going to talk over the vocal, but it's a question of talking over the vocal when It's tightly pre-produced to walk right up to the vocal, you see.
Right.
You see, that's the part that I have an issue with. If he came in and he was, you know, doing a little earlier, it wouldn't be a problem. But you wouldn't like it because it wouldn't, you would, what you're doing in effect at the beginning of every show is you're pre-producing your talk up to the vocal. If I come in when I think I should come in, which is right after, here's Mike, you understand?
Right.
I believe that I'm stepping on the vocal every day. Unless I wait. And I'm not sure I enjoy waiting, you see. I like to get right to it, you see. But do you understand?
I do.
If I wait...
How would you have it done?
I would have it done with without the vocal coming on right at that moment.
How much time would you like?
It doesn't matter. I mean, just take that and figure it out and actually,
I figured it out once and I failed, so how much would you like?
Does what I'm saying make any sense to you at all?
Yes, but I love the way it sounds.
You
now.
Love it because you're producing it and you're doing
right?
it. And it's your tight cueing, you
right.
see? And for me, the announcer says, here, start talking, and I'm talking, I'm walking smack dab onto a vocal. And as a guy that was raised in the world of DJ-dom,
right.
from the time I was 14 years old, it's really a breaker of a rule. And it really is awkward for me. If it was more instrumental, or, for example, if you started the music a little, differently, and I could talk up the vocal, then it would be a much different situation.
And then we'd have, you would start Dude when you wanted Dude?
No, I'm saying, and now here's Mike, and then I'd have some music bed, and then I would stop talking if I wanted to when the vocal was there, because the disc jockey, not the announcer, should be the person talking over
the
vocal.
I thought it was live.
Buzz is completely crestfallen. Does Beth Ann McBride to the studio, because it's always nice to get a little McBridian
this
sense
will clear
of these
everything
things.
Up.
Exactly.
It's always it.
You sure you want to do this? It's not too late for me to lock the door.
Look,
it's Meredith.
Just to get another set of ears on this, and I don't like to bore our audience with these
tedious.
I haven't even given out the phone number yet. 877-365-3636. We have a great show planned today. A very, very quirky, very, very interesting show today that I think you're going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. It just hit me because, I like that song just about as much as anything. I really do. And I used to like talking it up a lot, too. It's
a
lot of fun.
We hear it a lot on Fridays.
It's a lot of fun. And what I realize
is... I played it for Brett.
Who's Brett?
Oh, you know Brett Favre?
Oh, Brett Favre!
Yeah, they play that a lot at Lambeau.
Yes, Brett Favre. Is he retired? Anyway, what do you think? I mean, am I speaking out of my butt here or what?
I know exactly what you're saying. As somebody who ever worked at a music format that would be walking all over the vocal, that was something that you never did.
Mm-hmm. And what I think you're losing sight of here is that because you do it,
right.
you're tight cueing it. You're,
right.
you're timing it out and you're nailing it. Rob, you nail the vocal when you produce it. But
right.
I'm walking over the vocal every day, and it sounds like crap. It doesn't sound right.
It
sounds
doesn't really
completely,
sound like crap.
It doesn't sound right for
crap
me to
harsh.
Start talking. Crap, I mean,
was
for me, was I too harsh?
I thought it was.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But it's me
but you're
walking
gonna talk over the vocal no matter what.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
So are you advocating
no,
this
I mean,
all
Rob, you
songs?
Pre-produce it, Rob. Do it.
I mean,
you want to work on it, if you want to really tight cue it, try throwing the Dude Walker in there. And in front of you and try doing it that way, then, that's something.
No, but you miss what I mean there.
What?
Was that you're going to, unless we stop the record right when the singing starts, there's going to be talking over the vocal no matter what.
There might be talking over the vocal, but.
Are we really 8 minutes into the program? Wow.
Seems like only six.
No, yes. But I'm not trying to be difficult here, but I am trying to make a point that is, I like the fact that we have different music every day.
Right.
I enjoy that. But what I'm saying is
tight
cueing the vocal with Dude Walker. Dude Walker walks it right to the record every day.
And that's what
Mike
you
steps on
do.
The vocal
that's
every day.
What he wants to do.
So I'm saying if there's a little bit of a delay, and then if I walk on it after a few seconds, say, Levy, I've screwed up. But sometimes I might tight cue it.
Well, sure. But you do on the other seven records.
Some of the
day.
Stuff, yeah, some of the stuff that I do. What were you going
to
say?
And my fear would be that if he did it like the way you want. And you did, if you happened to walk on it, the way he, then you would redo it and this would happen again.
What do you mean?
You'd say, replay that, Rob. I walked on that. Let's try it again.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it because I've done that a million times when we've come back from commercials.
Sure.
Let's go to Dale in Sacramento, California. Dale, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
You're so right. From this end of the speaker, when that vocal comes on and you're talking, it's two competing sounds coming to my ear, and it doesn't work.
Now, if I wait, but to me, as Buzz says, it's not David Letterman. You're not looking at things. Other than that, it's here's Mike. And if I listen and let the vocal establish, let the guy sing for a little bit, it sounds like I'm taking a dump down the hallway and I'm not in the studio on time.
You that's almost never do that.
I never, ever do that. I never do that because it's not my time of day.
No, no.
So that's it. And I'm not. And Rob, incidentally, who is the in-studio producer for this show, does a fabulous job.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh, I'm
and,
not looking for
and this
that.
Is not Rob being, you know, incompetent. This is quite the contrary. This is Rob and I. We haven't had that discussion. But I heard it today and I'm like, well, there I go again. I just want to say, and I'm saying, I have to speak then, and it doesn't work. So we'll change it, and it'll be beautiful tomorrow. It'll be absolutely perfect.
How much time would you like to talk?
Rob.
No, no, I need
Rob,
to know.
Here's... Rob, you know what I'm saying. This is a simple concept, and you're a bright guy. You know what I'm saying. It's just tight cueing the vocal, which is fun for you.
Right.
Doesn't happen anymore.
You need to hit, you need to find, like, Madonna's Borderline with 30 seconds.
Yeah, because I mean, it's,
no,
gonna,
what I'm saying is
need some mega intros.
No, 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 no. It all depends on when you know. It's something. Your intro time is not always perfectly timed to Dude Walker, is it?
Yeah, every time.
I mean, but it's not the exact amount of time that you have for that.
Usually within a few seconds.
So how long is the Dude Walker intro?
21. So no, you're 24 now.
So
I'm
every
sorry.
So it's 24 seconds. Mm-hmm. So you find a song with a 24-second intro every day? Is that what you do?
If not, I extend the intro.
Right. And how do you do that? You edit it together, right?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the point I'm making is that doesn't always suit, you know, suit my purposes.
True.
When I'm coming in here, that's my point. That's what I was trying to say.
What's
you see,
your point?
Come on, now don't be a smartass.
No,
because
I'm not.
You'll edit it together to make it longer, so that you'll hit the vocal.
So you want Dude to end, and then there's
no
some
for no. What I'm saying
some
is
some time for you to talk before the vocal comes out.
I'm just saying it really sounds just like that listener from Sacramento said when the vocal comes
out,
and I've actually got to say it at the same time. It's you don't hear that.
I don't.
You really don't hear that.
I swear to you,
Are
I don't.
Are you sure? I mean, because I know you like doing it. And what it is when you're doing that, you're editing that thing, and it sounds great if you were going to play that record.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to sit over here and just go, me, me, me. But it doesn't sound right when I'm coming in and starting to talk at the same time the singer's talking.
I will correct
that. That's all. That's all. I mean, it's cool. A simple little concept. That's all.
I got a little song by a group called Duffy.
But what I'm saying is when you said every day,
that
it's a 24-second intro every day. No, it's not a 20. Sometimes those are edited to make them longer or, you know, that's the point I was making.
I see what you mean.
And it's because they, you know, they're not always going to be, it's not always going to be a perfect 24-second intro on the song. That's it. That's it. And it'll be fine. It'll be delightful. It'll
fine.
Be great.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Why?
To hear the new opening.
Yeah.
Oh, God, F that. It's not going to be that big a deal. It's
oh,
just
it's
a
not,
tiny
okay.
little thing. It made me feel a little awkward.
Gotcha.
That's all. That's
it's
all.
It's hot in here.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is, what is it today? It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Today is August 5th. It's the 5th. That
yes.
means, are we only 3 days away? Technically, really 2 days away from the party on the 8th.
That's true.
Right. Eight,
it's
eight,
astonishing.
Eight.
Uh-huh. Today on the show, we have Jason, the general manager
this is Jason.
Of Viking Exotic Resorts.
Ah.
Now, Beth Ann wrote this, all inclusive with hookers. I don't think they're referred to as hookers. I think they're companions.
Yes, that's right.
The way everything I read on the website said that they're companions.
They're compensated dates.
They're compensated dates,
exactly.
And it's in the Caribbean, and it's a lot of fun. We're going to talk to this.
Companionship that requires rubbing.
And more importantly than that, today, finally, after, 3 years? How long has that game system been? We're right on the cutting edge here.
Sure.
We are going to get our Wii on.
Wii!
We are going to play with our Wii. Rob,
get our Wii on.
You will be able to get your revenge on me for this opening segment today, because we will be as we often like to do. I just want to make sure you understand.
I do.
It's a very simple concept. It is, but
it's not as simple.
You're looking
as you
at
think.
Me. You give me a look that is a combination of like hurt, like I've hurt you, and also that you know, you incredible stain. And I really
no,
don't
far
do this.
From it.
I do not try to ambush. I swear
no,
to
no,
God,
no.
That was just one where I was kind of sitting there.
More than one IMer wants to know if this is Argument Wednesday, and one listener wants to know, was this rehearsed?
No, not
I
at all.
I rehearsed my end of it.
It was not rehearsed at
Mike
all.
Mike did not come to rehearsal.
I don't come to rehearsal. Bonnie from Frederick, Maryland.
Bonnie.
My Bonnie lies over. Hello, Bonnie. You're on the show.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Rob.
Hi.
Everybody. Listen, why can't we have our own Mike O'Mara jingle theme song?
song slash Rob, you can put.
I'll tell you
together.
What I think, and Rob and I probably do agree on this part. Mm-hmm. I like different songs every day.
Me too.
I like the freshness of the music, mm-hmm. and that is a throwback to the old Don and Mike show.
I think it's important. Also, it allows us to be topical if we have to be topical,
and mm-hmm. it really it just sets. I really, you know, with all the stuff that I'm talking about, talking on the vocals of these songs, I love the music selections on this show.
Yes,
I think
agree.
They're very exciting and they're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Just like I enjoy when, you know, a normal radio show that would be like, hey, super duper comedy, you know, would never in a million years play Taxi Driver.
Never.
That's what I love about us. We're quirky. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I like that, and that won't change. So, hey, we'll tweak it and we'll do it tomorrow.
Good.
And it'll sound fun. And then what it is you don't have to, you know, work nearly as hard worrying about talking up the vocal with the Dude Walker guy.
No, it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. So it should be very, very cool today. I might be concerned about all these little details and these little... You might think this is actually a little nerd-esque, and the reason for that might be the fact that I was geeked this morning.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Now, here's what happened.
I thought Carla worked.
Carla went to work. No, Carla wasn't at work because Carla slept in today.
Ah.
So it is approximately 8:15,
right?
And Carl and I had been up late last night, uh-huh. Just talking about stuff because we're planning a trip down the road and figuring out where we're going to go.
Right.
And we had stayed up late, and so she decided to sleep in, and I was wiped out because you know you get jacked up when you're thinking about something you're going to
sure.
do, and then you start having the conversation, then it goes into another area, and we'd also watched the most depressing and mind-numbing night of television that's out there.
Don't do that to yourself.
Monday is our depression television night where we really don't speak until after these shows are over.
What did you watch, Rachel Ray?
I can't tell you what networks they're on because I always forget that because
right?
they're the obscure ones, but we watched another Monday night of Locked Up.
Uh-huh.
Which
oh,
I
your
think
prison show.
It's either, it's you know, I really should memorize what networks they're on, but people that watch know what I'm talking about. And also, I Survived.
Oh.
And we watch these depressing
same network
shows.
Or different channels?
I think they're different channels.
Okay.
And we watch these shows, and they're so unbelievably heavy. The I Survived show is just eyewitness accounts of people that survived horrible situations,
what?
You know, being thrown off a bridge, having a gun put to their head, and all that crap.
And these awful, brutal, graphic things that you were telling us about in the office that
yes.
you saw on the show.
Yeah, I went through it with everybody
what,
in the office.
What draws you to this, especially if it leaves you quiet and depressed?
It's amazing stories of people getting out of circumstances that they weren't supposed to get out
but,
of.
But it seems
kind of in a way, and I'm going to give myself just a little out here that it's kind of a... It's kind of a happy ending in a way. Not always, but
see, you didn't seem happy.
No,
I'm not happy.
You seem disturbed.
It's riveting.
By what you saw.
It's
when
riveting.
You started to recap it to us, your whole demeanor changed.
Why did I seem to get in a blue mood?
Dark.
Yes,
yeah, you
very,
turned dark.
Very
well, it's
and focused.
You know, for example, the I Survive show uh-huh. is the I Survive show
uh-huh.
with Sid Caesar,
starring
yeah, with Conan O'Brien and Sid Caesar.
Imogene Coca.
It's
to you
wonderful.
By the Post.
It's what it is. It's riveting because they. They actually talk about what they do to survive those situations, mm-hmm. and I find it very riveting that they're able to do that.
Okay,
and
I
in
just
a way,
worry about you.
Now, sometimes it's not, you know, all sweetness and light, certainly in the I Survive show, because there are other people that, you know, don't get as lucky as these people.
Right.
But, you know, I just find that the recreations, the dramatic recreations that they do mm-hmm. on the Locked Up show are amazing. And these are like obscure actors that I have not seen before that do these roles. And these are the unsung members of the union because you don't see these people in television shows or anything. And the recreations.
They're not cheesy. That's the thing.
They
you
used
talk
to be
about,
so cheesy.
You
and
talk
they're not.
About the recreations and all I can think of is like the E! True Hollywood Story.
I will tell you, and they're much better than that.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I watch about the you want to see the authenticity of it. And this couple last night, it's a British couple that are kidnapped in Chechnya. And I swear to God, it looks exactly like this. I don't know where they send the camera crews out, but it's an amazing recreation that they have on that. It
they went
really,
to Davis,
really is.
I think. Davis, California.
Rob will be pounding it. That first call will help you with Sacramento. Let's go to Brian in Stockton. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mike?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
You should be watching Intervention on Monday night. Sam.
I know. I watch that, too. I TiVo that one. I don't watch it. You know, I TiVo everything. As a matter of fact, because the one thing – Rob is shaking his head.
You don't watch no, Intervention.
That's what I was saying.
I have.
I don't think you do either.
I have.
Not me.
I have watched Intervention.
Watch and learn.
What I do cool. is – now, why did you bring up Monday night TV shows? What you do? You should be watching. Do you watch any of the shows I'm talking about?
I watch Intervention.
Oh, are you like, what do you date the producer or something?
Is it court ordered?
Or are you just being like a Stockton contrarian because you live in Stockton?
Or are you waiting for your episode to come on?
I like to watch others suffer.
All right. Thanks so much. He likes to watch others suffer.
Same reason he called the show.
You know, you could make probably a case for me watching those other shows,
I wonder,
too.
And I worry.
I don't know.
No, hey, but in a way, because you like the happy ending.
I do. I like the fact that I like the fact that they get out of their jam at the end.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Good.
There was one in the Philippines where
not so much.
One of the guys didn't make it out of there, and that was kind of a
drag. Let's say how many playlets are within an episode?
The I Survive show, there are three. Usually three stories. The Locked Up Abroad is usually one story that they follow through the entire show.
So sometimes in the I Survive show, there isn't a happy ending?
Sometimes in the I Survive show, there is a happy ending for one person, but not for the other person.
So they need to change the title.
Like, for example, the Hispanic guys that go down to Baja for a fishing trip, and their guide, Jose, points the boat in the wrong direction.
Uh-oh.
And they get stranded for 14 days. The one guy makes it, but his best friend doesn't.
Oh.
Because it's,
survival,
exposure.
Not always a victory. By the way, Locked Up is on Nat Geo, and I Survived is on the Biography channel.
Thank you very much. See, very confirmed. Obscure channels there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know them, but they're hard to nail down.
Every time I turn on the Biography channel, they're telling me about Bobby Darin. I don't know.
And Dan Hitler. In Fairfax, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Dan.
Mike, how's it going, man?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to get your back on the reenactments for the Locked Up show on Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not like the old school American wanted.
No, as a matter of fact, don't you think that they're even better than you would see in dramatic television or film? It has almost a documentary quality to it. And just the actors they bring in, these guys look completely legit. When they're in Chechnya or they're in the Philippines, I mean, I really feel like I'm looking at the real thing. But you know that you're seeing actors doing it because they're interviewing the real people every other
segment.
Do
they look like they might be soap opera actors or the people you would see in and out on
that's the thing.
On CSI or something?
They're actually – they don't even look – you know what they don't look like? They don't look like professional actors. What they really – and Dan, maybe you'll back me up on this. What it seems to me they do – they put more of an effort into getting people that look like the subjects than they do getting the professional actors.
That's casting.
Totally, totally. The guy who smuggled gold and he and his buddies got caught over in Asia somewhere, and they're in this prison, and this crusty prison, and, the realism was crazy. It was not what I expected at all.
It's a great show. Wow. It really is. Dan, thanks for the call. We appreciate that.
But still, you find it so off-putting and unpleasant. I don't know why you're drawn to it.
I don't know. Because it's Monday. What a perfect Monday night just to watch depressing television. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I like Monday nights to sit down and curl up to the TV.
I watched Mad Men last night. It was magnificent. Well, Mad Men, feel great.
Was that a new episode last night?
Well, left over from Sunday.
Same
because
here.
It's on too late.
So you watched it, but you watched it on your TiVo or you
watched
it on another
thing?
Exactly, TiVo. Yeah.
Same here. 10 o'clock is too late on a Sunday.
Are you up to speed on Mad Men now?
100%.
We both are.
What do you think? All right, so what do you guys think of that episode, the first one?
Loved it.
That was the American Airlines episode we're talking about?
Peggy, the secretary, cross your legs once in a while.
No, she can't, Rob.
Is she the redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Rob's into it. What's great about when Rob gets on board with the show.
She's plain.
Rob fills in all the details that I have absolutely no time for. So I would no more have identified that woman as Peggy, but I know who he's talking about. She's banging the one of the partners.
Oh, everybody.
The guy that had the heart attack.
Well, what it looks like that she's banged everybody, because she went over to her mom's house and it looks like a baby factory.
Wouldn't you love to have a Peggy in our office? Wouldn't that be big fun? Peggy McBride. All right, yes.
No comment.
Margaret McBride.
Yes, I know the scene that I think maybe was your favorite from Sunday night, I'm going to guess, is when the kids were mixing the mixed drinks and Daddy was teaching the kids how to make the specialty drinks.
Very, very fun.
Yeah,
I like that. You know what? Good detail, like muddling a cherry.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't
very,
usually
very cool
hear
show.
That.
So anyway, I didn't get to the fact that I was surprised by the Geek Squad. I will get to that when we come back, because I have a computer now.
Yay!
Thank God I have a functioning computer!
At what speed does it operate?
Oh, it's lightning. Or as they like to say when you're buying computers, at least at the one place I went to, that I won't give a plug for unless they pay for it.
Right.
Blazing fast.
Oh, that is fast.
It's blazing fast.
Well, you be careful with that. You could hurt yourself.
We'll take some of your phone calls if you want to talk about any TV shows you like we get to every day. 877-365-3636. We'll also have our very first buzz of the afternoon when we come back with music that I'll talk over right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.